Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners, we're going to talk about something that we all have to recognize. All right. We're going to talk about something that gets, overlooked. You know, it gets really overlooked. And we're going to talk about Father's Day. Now, it's Sunday, June 16th. That's when Father's Day is going to happen. And stoners, this is a holiday with two parts, okay? Because there are two types of fathers, right? There are the fathers that are there every day, putting in the time, money, spiritually, intelligence, really trying to put in with their children, right? And then there are the ones that are not doing that. I want to be respectful to them, you know? And we're going to talk about both of them today, stoners. So let's start with the guy that's always there, rain, sleet, hail, snow. Let's talk about him. That glorious guy, that lovely guy, you know, that guy not only does the job that God gives him, he also does the job that the world gives him. You know, that's two different things, stoners. You know, God gave us four jobs once we hit this planet. Mm-hmm. Gave us four. He split them up between the male and female species. Mm-hmm. The male, he had to protect and provide. But what did he protect? What did he provide for? The woman. And she created and nourished. That was her job, to create and nourish. That was it. That's the four jobs. But then when you get into the outside world, you know, you have to actually get another job. You have to pay bills. You have responsibilities. And that's where daddy comes in. You know? Light bills, water bills, rent. Huh? Oh my God, I hurt myself. I'm coming. Dad, I need your help. Here I'm on my way. Huh? That guy. To the point where it's boring when your dad shows up. That guy. Hey, your dad's here. Oh my God, I can't believe it. Yay! Some dads take that and be like, oh, well, he's happy to see me. Oh, he would be happy to see somebody he loves and cherishes. That's his hero. You know? It should be boring that because you're there so much. It's like, okay, yeah, it's just my dad. He's always here. But anyway, like I was saying, we're talking about that guy, the boring dad. You know what that guy wants for Father's Day? To be left the hell alone. All right. Any father that's listening to this, that is there for their children 24/7, breaking his back 5 days a week, sometimes 6 days a week, depending on overtime. That father, you know what he wants? Peace and quiet. Some food, if he's a smoker, which if you're listening to this podcast, you are. Get him some bud and leave him the hell alone. Throw him some sex, of course. But leave them the hell alone. You know, it'd be Father's Day, and I'd be seeing some of my guys who really be father stoners, and they'd be posting up all their pictures with their kids. They're doing this with their kids. They're doing that. And I always comment the same thing. Bro, you do this every year. I mean, you do this every day all year. Why is today any different? Why are you posting this today? You know? And don't get me wrong, stoners. Of course he loves doing it. Of course, as a father, you love being around your children. I love being around my kids. Of course. But let's be honest, you want some time to yourself. 99% of your life, once you have children, belongs to them. But you got to have that 1% for you. Because if you are not ready, if you are not content, if you are not happy, then your child will not be. Or your children, depending on how many you have. You know what I'm saying, stoners? That is all I'm saying. And I guarantee you, you look at him right now, my stonettes, and you be like, is BC telling the truth? Is that what you want? You just want to be left alone? Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? I guarantee you, We don't want no ties. We don't want no socks. We don't need no gifts. The gift of solace is just awesome. The gift of quiet is great, because that's something 364 days out of the year we don't get. We don't get solace. We don't get satisfaction. We don't get quiet. You know? We're the dad. We have to do without if we cannot have. You know? And also, I want to commend that dad. You know? I want to commend that dad, because it's not easy. You know what? It's a two-headed coin when you say it's not easy, because it actually is. You know, when it comes to children, yes, I understand finance comes into play. Of course it does, stoners. But time, that's something that can never be spent, never run out of, and you have abundance of. Because that's all your child needs. And for the father that pays that, if you will, for the father that gets up every morning and puts on his school clothes, that goes to his job, busts his tail, come back, only 10%, if that, gets spent on what he wants and what he needs of his money. Everything else goes to shelter, bills, and the child. For that guy, I'm more than sure he just wants to be left alone. Let him sleep. Can you cook a little bit? I tell you what. To all my lady stoners out there, I'll give you a blueprint of what you're supposed to do for that guy. Okay. You get up in the morning. You don't wake him up. Don't wake him up. You know what? I lied. Bring it back. Wake him up with some head. Get up in the morning. Wake him up with some head. Right? You wake him up. You suck the shit out of that dick. Okay? You give it the old... Oh, my God. I love you. You give him the good that. Okay, stoners? Then, once he's all sucked off and sloppy topped, you go into the kitchen. You make him some breakfast. Waffles and eggs and bacon, you know, just whatever he likes to eat. Hell, if he just wants some cereal, pour him a bowl of cereal, you know. But I think you want him hearty. You just sucked his energy out. Give it back to him. So make him some eggs, some sausage, you know, make him some good food. Okay? If y'all have children or a child, stonettes, you take that child or those children and y'all go. Where y'all going? He no knows. He don't know where you going, stoners. Okay? You just go. Give him the peace and quiet that he wants. Check in every now and again. See what he needs. See what's going on. You know? But give him time to himself. Let him come to you and say, hey, you want to go out with the kids and do something as a family for Father's Day? Let him make the plans. Let Father's Day be about the father. Okay, stoners? You have to do what you have to do to make Father's Day about the father and not about the mother and not about the children. And not about the children. Okay, stoners? See, that's what happens when Father's Day happens. People come around, you know. The kids come around more. You want to hang with them. And then the day becomes about the family and the kids and you and not about him. That's what you have to realize. Father's Day is just that. It's the Father's Day. Let him have his day, stoners. As long as you do that, he will have a glorious Father's Day. And guess what? None of that costs you anything. Okay, maybe a little gas money. Okay, maybe a little money to go to the park or whatever have you with the kids or whatever have you. But if you just follow those simple instructions, stoners, I guarantee you that you will give him the best Father's Day ever. And that's all he really wants, is just have a day to himself, a day to reflect on the fruits of his labor. I've been working 364 days a week. I said 364 days a week. That means he's never home. You know what I mean? I've been working hard for 364 days out of the year for my family. And one day out of the year, my family gives me a day to recharge my battery so I can do it all again. There's nothing wrong with that, stoners. There is nothing wrong with giving the king of the castle a day to just be the king. Let him make the decisions. Let him decide. Okay, stoners? Now we're going to pay some bills, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the other type of father and what he needs to do to make this Father's Day a good Father's Day. We'll be right back. Welcome back, stoners. Okay, so now we have to talk about the other guy. And please, stoners, I don't want to make it seem as if I'm making fun of or coming down on that guy. Reason why? Because I was that guy. Okay? I was the guy that made so many excuses. My excuses had excuses. I was the guy that believed if I didn't have a little money to spare, not just have money, because I always had money, but I'm talking about money to spare. I used to say things like, oh man, if I gave you this, I would have nothing. I used to believe that was a good excuse to tell a mother that's asking you for money that you have, but you refuse to give because you want to do what you want to do with it. Regardless of if it's to pay your bills or feed your face, smoke your weed, whatever you were going to do with that money, you decided to do that instead of give it for your child. I was that man. Okay, I understand where you're coming from, and I'm here to let you know where you're coming from is not a good place. So earlier I let the women know what you do for the king and the man that's there for their children. What do you do for him on Father's Day? So for the father that's not there, and you know who you are, if you're true with yourself, if you can look in the mirror and see yourself and not frown, that means you understand the man you are. You may not be okay with it, but you understand the man you are. And if you can do that, this is for you. This is exactly what you do for Father's Day. You turn Father's Day into Family Day, if possible. Now, I know there's a lot of families out there that are very broken. You know, the baby's mother didn't got another man. He probably has kids. He probably don't. He probably treats your child like it's his own. So I know things are a lot broken. So I'm going to try and help out as much as possible for this Father's Day that's coming up. Because I want all fathers to enjoy this Father's Day. And I want all the kids to enjoy it also. So for the deadbeat, if you're able to go by your baby's mother's house or wherever the child is stationed at, okay, stoners, you turn it into Family Day. Okay, for the ones that got a little money in their pocket, hey, go, let her go get her nails done, her feet done. Put $25 in her tank. Put $25 in her pocket. Tell her, go ahead, go home. You better go chill out with your girls or whatever. You know, if you don't mind, I'm gonna lay up here and I got the kids today, or I got the boy, and y'all just hang out. You know what I'm saying? Get to know each other. You know what I'm saying? What's his favorite color? What's his fears? What's his likes? Is he in the girls yet? Is she in the boys yet? Talk to him. When she come back, have her house cleaned. Have a meal cooked. You know? Show her that her efforts for picking up the slack that you have bought upon yourself is appreciated and not taken for granted. Show her that she's appreciated for being the mother and the father. If you don't have money, if you really don't have any money, first of all, you shouldn't be making children. You shouldn't be doing that. But if for some reason you don't have any money, time is more valuable than dollars will ever be, stoners. Trust me, time will always be more valuable than any amount of money can offer. You don't have it to give to him? You always have time. As long as you're alive and breathing, you always have time. There's nothing wrong with going over there and say, hey, look, I ain't, you know what I'm saying? I know I ain't been around. If you don't mind, let me chill out here for the day. Just let me be around my boy or be around my daughter, be around my kids. You know what I'm saying? If you got something you want to do, hey, go ahead on and do it. I got the kids all day. If you're trying to go out tonight, I got the kids all night. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, I just want to be around my babies. That takes no money. All it takes is courage, confidence, and self, and the drive to go over there and do it. I'm more than sure any baby's mother would love the whole day to herself. You see how that goes full circle? You see how that comes full circle, stoners? The mother has been doing what you should have been doing this whole year. She would love a whole morning, a whole afternoon, a whole dusk, and a whole night to herself, where she don't have to worry about, is my baby okay? Do he need blah, blah, blah? Where she could let her hair down. That's the job both people have for this Gemini of a holiday. This two-sided holiday. Because it's for two, there's two types of fathers. You got to keep it real. There are the fathers that are there, and there are the fathers that are not. Both fathers can enjoy this Father's Day if they follow those simple instructions. For the fathers that are there, let them have a day to themselves. Let them do what they please. Let them do what they want. They have earned it. For the fathers that are not there, give the mothers that are there a chance to let her hair down. Give her some time to get a mani-pedi. Give her some time to go chill with her other guy. Give her some time to go out and with her friends and have some mimosas. Go see a movie. Go kick it. Not have to worry about the same thing she's been worrying about for 364 days of the year. Give her time for her. Queens, give the kings time for them. And we all can enjoy this Father's Day. Because without the father, well, we know what happens to daughters without a father. We've all dated a woman with daddy issues. Every woman has dated a man with daddy issues. You know? And I think it's fair to say that if I'm not 100% right here, I'm at least 90, because I think the purpose of having a Mother's Day or a Father's Day is to give those mothers and those fathers a day to themselves where they can kick their feet up and say, and look back at their children, look back at their home, wherever they live at, put their hand behind their head and say, you know what? I did good this year. On Father's Day, the father should have no stress. I have just paved the way for you to know the deadbeat father. That is how you have no stress. Go give your time to your child and let the mother have time to herself. While she's not stressing, you're not stressing, and the kids get what they want, time with their father. For the father that is always there, mothers, please, give the king time to himself. Let him be the man he want to be, at least for one day. Now, I'm not saying be a dick about it and go crazy and stay out all times of the night and woohoo, it's Father's Day. No. Have time to reflect, sit back, and enjoy what you have, a family. Some people wake up and never get the taste of an actual family. I apologize about that, stoner. Nobody gets that. Well, I ain't gonna say nobody. Not a lot of people gets that. But the people that do, please show your appreciation to the person that is giving you a family. Without a father, you cannot have a family. Without a mother, you cannot have a family. Without a child or children, you cannot have a family. Let's all be appreciative of each other, and let's all be appreciative of Father's Day. I'm a family man myself. And I say this every year to my family and all my kids. I love y'all 364 days out of the year. But on that 365th, on Father's Day, you're adopted. I don't know you. Leave me alone. blah, bah humbug. You know, they get the joke behind it, but we all need time to ourselves. Help me help us, and I promise we'll be great together. Please follow me on all my social medias. That's at Mr. Super Duper BC, MrSupaDupaBC. Also, follow me on Twitch. It's the exact same thing. Follow me on YouTube, Stoner Talk. Just go to YouTube and search Stoner Talk. Hit that subscribe button. Smash that bell. And I'll also be streaming on there every now and again. I stream Fortnite and Call of Duty. All right? Now, remember, the mother is the queen of all. The father is the king of the rest. We will protect and provide as long as you nourish and create. Let's make God smile together. Stoners unite!